This is Modern Jazz Today. Up next, Rob Clearfield from the album Voice in the Wilderness. The track, When We Were Kings.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quartet. The album is called Impact, and we'll check into the title track. Then Eric St. Laurent, he's got a new one called El Choclo. We'll check into that title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we support and play the artist of today. You can learn more about us and the artists that we are playing at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2.
Thank you.
Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
After many years of training, expectations, love, and dedication, Mel Breeze is sharing all of her thoughts and feelings that she kept hidden inside for years. With the release of her 9th album titled Animazonia, it was produced by Jimmy Haslip and Scott Kinsey. We'll take a listen to the classic, Mas Que Nada.
Mas que nada, sai da minha frente, que eu passo. O samba está animado, que quero ir sambar. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto de. Mas que nada, samba como este talacai. O você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Sai da minha frente, que quer passar? O samba está animado, que quero que samba. Este samba que misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto du. Mais que nada, samba como este tá legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. There are many vegetarian sources of protein, and Alana Braverman wants to help more people enjoy them.
Tempeh, tofu, seitan, fava beans, black-eyed peas, kidney beans. I could go on and on.
Braverman co-founded Greener by Default, a nonprofit that encourages hospitals and other institutions to offer plant-based proteins by default instead of by special request.
All to help make plant-based the easy choice and normalize that option.
For example, her group helps Sodexo, a food service provider, begin to offer two vegetarian chef specials daily at 11 New York City hospitals.
Both of those specials were offered to the patients. If they said no to both of those options, then they were offered a different choice.
The nonprofit helped rename the dishes to highlight their flavors, and the chef led tastings for hospital staff so they could give genuine recommendations.
And this resulted in about 50% of patients eating those plant-based meals.
Eating more plant-rich foods is linked to a lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. And it helps the climate, because growing vegetables causes less carbon pollution than producing meat products. So making vegetarian meals the default menu option can benefit the health of people and the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF.